Makos Yerushalmi, correspondent to Makos Bavli, Daf Zayin. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Dalad Amud Beis, at a Mishnah in the middle of the page. Mishnah Nigma Dinoi Ubarach Ubalifnei Oisei Beis Din, Ein Soisin Es Dinoi. If a person's verdict for the death penalty was made and he fled and he later returned, they don't retry him, rather they give him the death penalty. Kamokam Shiyamdu Shnaim V'yayimu Eit Meidim Anu Beish Ploini, Shi Nigma Dinoi Beis Dinoi Shio Ploini, Uploini Uploini Eidov, Hawei Zeh Yehawek. Wherever two witnesses get up and say, we testify about Ploini, that his verdict was made in such and such Beis Din, and the witnesses were Ploini and Ploini, we put Ploini to death. We put that man to death. Sanhedrin ha'yeges ba'oretz v'chutz la'oretz, Sanhedrin ha'yeges echad b'shavua, nikres chavlonis. The Sanhedrin of 23 judges sits both inside and outside the land of Israel. A Sanhedrin that gives a death penalty once in 7 years is considered to be cruel. V'vloz ben Azariah oimer echad l'shivim shana, V'vloz ben Azariah says, even if once in 70 years is called cruel, Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Kiva, Oimim, Ilo Hayinu, the Sanhedrin, Lo Nerag, Ba Adam Ma'olam. Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Kiva both said, if we would have been in the Sanhedrin, we would never have killed anyone. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Oimim, Afhein, Marbin, Chev Chedon, B'Yisol. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, no, that would actually increase the spilling of blood in Yisol, because there would be no deterrent for murder. And the Gemara says, Sanhedrin, Lo Yeheges, Ba'oretz, V'chutz La'oretz, Tichzir, V'hayu, Eilu, Lachem, L'chukas, Mishpat, V'doroseichem, B'chol, Moshvoseichem. The Mishnah taught that the Sanhedrin of 23 judges sits both inside and outside the land of Israel, and it's learned from the Pasuk in Bamidbar, in Perek Lamatei Pasuk Chof Tes, and these will be to you a law of justice for your generations in all of your dwelling places. What do we learn from Dvarim in Perek Tezayim Pasuk Yud Ches? You shall put for yourself judges and officers in all of your cities. It refers to the cities of Eretz Yisrael, as in those cities they appoint judges in every city, and outside Eretz Yisrael they appoint them only in every district. Tani b'b'dustai b'beri b'b'yanai oimeh, mitzvah l'chol shevet she'edon es shivtoi, t'chziv shoivtim v'shoivtim t'tin l'cha b'chol shavecha, asher Hashem elokecha noisenach l'shvatecha. Rabdustai Birubyanai said, it's a mitzvah for each tribe to judge its own tribe, because the Pasuk says in Dvarim Perek Tezayim Pasuk Yud Ches, you should put for yourselves judges and officers in all of your cities that Hashem, your God, is giving to you for your tribes. Tani, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Mechshuve Mises, Sheborchu min Ha'oretz L'chutzoretz, Memisen Noisam Miyad. Borchu M'chutzoretz La'oretz, Eim Memisen Noisam Miyad, El Adonim B'tchela. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, if people who had been sentenced to death fled the land of Israel, then we put them to death immediately. But if they fled from outside of Israel into the land of Israel, we don't put them to death immediately, rather we retry them. We now begin the second perek of Makkos. The Mishnah says, the following people, because they killed someone inadvertently, must go into exile into the city of refuge. If a person was pushing a roller to plaster his roof and it fell and killed someone, if a person was lowering a barrel and it fell and killed someone, or if a person was descending a ladder and he fell and killed someone, in all these cases he has to go into exile. Avlim haya moishech b'magila v'nafla alav v'haragtu, haya doyle b'chavis v'nifsek achever v'nafla alav v'haragtu, haya oyle b'sulam v'nafla alav v'haragoy, haya zeh einoy goyle. But if a person was pulling a roller and it fell and killed someone, if a person was pulling a barrel and it fell and killed someone, or if a person was ascending a ladder and he fell and killed someone, in all of these cases he does not go into exile. There are clear, because here's the rule, kol shet b'derech hayradto goyle, u'shaloi b'derech hayradto ein goyle. The general rule is that for anything that was done in a way of descent, he's exiled. In a way of ascent, he is not exiled. And the Gemara says, v'yuda poite at yapil es kol hachevel. V'yuda exempts him unless the entire rope fell, rather than it snapping in the middle, which is actually considered more accidental and is not deserved of galus, of going into exile. Rav Shimon poiter atyate es kol ha-machalson. Rav Shimon says he's only liable if the entire machalson fell from his hand and killed. Machalson has a metal head shaped like a large spoon that's used for smoothing the roof, but if the metal part became detached from the handle and it fell, then he would be exempt. Ma'adama Rav Yehuda v'psikas ha-chevel, ma'adama Rav Shimon v'shmitas ha-machalson. There's no dispute between these 10 lines, because Rav Yehuda was referring to lowering a barrel and Rav Shimon was referring to smoothing the roof with a machalson. Rav Yehuda boy came Rav Yabo. The question Rabbi Yirmiyah asked to Rabbi Abo is, if a person was pulling a roller to smooth a flat roof and someone stuck out his head and he crushed it with a roller and killed him, what is the law? Amarle, he, Aliyah, he, Yerida, Abo, said to Biyoma that on a flat roof it makes no difference whether it's during the pushing or pulling action. In both cases, he has to go into exile. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked, by Kaim Rabbi Ohi, again he asked another question to Rabbi Abo, Haya Magav Magila, Badech Halichasa, Vashita, Tinoik, Es Yadai, Bavatsasa. If Rabbi Yirmiyah says to Rabbi Abo, if he was pulling the roller on a flat roof and a child stuck out his arm and he crushed it with a roller, does he have to pay for damages? Amalei, Rabbi Abo says to back to Rabbi Yirmiyah, Achachas Ba, Hi Aliyah, Hi Yerida, why trouble yourself to ask again if in both cases he must go into exile for killing? Certainly in both cases he's liable to pay for damages. We come to the second Mishnah. Nishmat Abarzel Mikatoi Vahawag. If the axe head flew off from the hand and killed someone, Rabbi Oimer in a Goyle. Rabbi says he does not go into exile. Vachacham Maimim Goyle and Acham say he does. Minayit Samitzbakeya. If a wedge of wood flew from the tree that he was chopping and killed someone, Rabbi Oimer Goyle. Rabbi says he does go into exile for that. And Vachacham Maimim in a Goyle. Acham say no, he does not go into exile for that. Gemara says, my time is Rabbi. Why does Rabbi hold? What's his source for this din? That in the case of if the axe head flew off, he does not go into exile. But if the wedge of wood flew, then he would go into exile. Ne'ema kan nashila ve'ema la'alon ki yishol ve'isecha man nashila ne'ema la'alon nashira afkan nashira. The answer is, it says here about killing b'shogeg, inadvertent killing, in Dvarim Perek Yutes Pasuk Hey, and the metal slips v'nashal from the wood. And it says further on in the section about the teichacha, the Dvarim in Perek Chof Ches Pasuk Mem, because your olives will drop, yishal. And therefore, just as over there, it refers to dropping, so here, about killing, it refers to a wedge of wood dropping. My time under Rabbana, what's the rabbi source for saying the opposite? They say that if the axe had flew off, the Chum say that he goes into Golas, but in the case of the wedge of wood flying off and killing someone, the Chum say he does not go into exile. Ne'ma kan neshilav, ne'ma alon, v'nashal Hashem alekecha, es agoyim ha'el miponecha v'goyimeh, man neshila she'ne'ma alon maka, Afkan Make. It says over here Neshila, as we've learned, and it says over there in Dvarim, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Chof Beis, V'Nashal, and Hashem, your God, will hit these nations. Just as over there it means to hit, so here, in the case of killing B'shogeg, it means to hit that the axe head was detached upon impact and it killed someone.